When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We might hear about their nights out and, you know, different things that happened on their nights out.
They like the chat and maybe talk about the kids or, you know, talk about their holidays or talk about problems that they have or whatever.
All about their men and their boyfriends, yeah.
Like an argument about their family or, like, it's the stories that you hear.
This kind of talk is going on between women all over the country. And it's happening because of...
Nails.
La, la, la.
Red nails. Series like Mad Men. People are harping back to the 50s.
Yeah. Celebs like Sheryl Cole, they'd kind of wear a lot of nude colours. I want you to love me.
They say women like to splurge on little luxuries in a recession.
You can come down at 3:30 today if you want. That's the earliest. Is that okay?
And the nail bar business seems to be going through a mini boom.
All right, we'll see you later. Bye.
Square nails would have been in years ago. Square's kind of gone out now. It's more the natural look.
There's a new one at the moment called the stiletto nail. Beyonce has it at the moment and so does Rihanna, and it's a really long pointed nail. Now, I don't know how anyone could do anything with those nails, and they clearly don't do the housework when they go home.
But the big change in recent years is the arrival of what was once used to varnish floors and protect the woodwork.
Shellac.
Okay, so this is your first layer. This is your base coat of shellac.
It's like a normal nail polish, that there is a little bit of gel in them, a little bit of normal polish, and then they're like their magic potion, whatever.
All right, so each layer, it's a sticky layer.
They all mix together and go under a UV lamp.
And what'll happen is, from now on, you're going to go under the lamp.
They seal on the nail, and they actually protect the nail.
It's about a half an hour treatment, but there's no drying time, so it's very handy for people that say are on the lunch break. They just run in, get it done, leave, and they can put their hands straight in the bags as soon as they're finished.
Even though shellac has been around for a few years now, the jury is still out on whether or not the polish and the chemicals are good for your nails. But it has its fans.
I have quite weak nails, so for 2 weeks I don't have to do anything about them, and they look nice.
Anything that you do at home, cleaning, changing kids' nappies, whatever you're doing, they just don't get destroyed. They last. This is just the top layer.
Which you have them dipped now in a little solution.
Yes, it's acetone.
Normal nail varnish remover can't take shellac off.
Normal nail varnish remover wouldn't be strong enough to remove it effectively.
And because of this, it has to be removed by a professional in a salon environment.
Scrape off. Sounds harsh, but it's only on the actual varnish itself.
It's one change in nail fashion that has led to a growth in the numbers of women getting their nails done, and as a result, an increase in intimate conversations between women.
We like to chat about the dresses we will wear tonight. We chew the fat about our dresses and the neighbours fight.
They'll be having a terrible day. Maybe, you know, they've had a row with somebody or they're just feeling low in themselves. They just like to sit here and just talk it out.
Essential things that women find so apropos.
You can even tell from as soon as they sit in the chair what kind of a mood they're in.
It's just a game, we call it girl talk.
Do you know what I think it is? It's, you know, people aren't usually in your space this close, even your friends.
Yeah.
You'd sit across from each other having a coffee or whatever, but when you're this close, there's kind of like a false intimacy that you feel like sharing things.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I don't work in the same companies as them, they feel safe that they can say things. And, you know, obviously I'm not going to go and repeat it to anybody else.
I mean, the first time we met, I think we probably told each other stuff that I haven't told close friends.
Yeah, you just like,
just get into it. Like, because it's just this kind of a, I don't know, you know, you're doing the nails and you're in a kind of a trance and you're there and you're just spilling.
We all meow about the ups and downs of all our friends. The how, the why, we dish the dirt, it never ends.
So you sit and you have someone else hold your hand and paint pretty colours, even patterns. It creates all the right conditions for a good old chinwag.
It's all been planned, so take my hand. Please understand the sweetest girl talks.
I think as soon as someone touches it, even when, like, when you're getting your hair washed at the basin, when someone else is doing it, it just totally, it just, you tend to unwind and switch off. And even if you can close your eyes for a few minutes, someone's pressing the points in your hands, and it's very therapeutic.
And do you think people need that sort of hands-on touch therapy?
Yeah, and a lot of older women, I've noticed, especially when we were doing the free file and paints, have the rheumatoid arthritis in their hands, and they'd be, oh God, no, I wouldn't let anyone look at my hands and look at my nails. But once you kind of just have to make them feel at ease.
So take my hand, please understand the sweetest girl. Talks of you.
Audrey Bonner from Looks in Cornell's Court says sometimes the intimacy can get a bit too close for comfort.
A lady came in one day and her husband's ex-girlfriend was there, and I knew because somebody had told me, and then the person then just left. They said they had to get a paper and they didn't come back in.
Yeah, it is. God, I get told a lot of things that they wouldn't tell any of their friends.
Even in the middle of a busy department store aisle, you can find peace, unwind, and forget about the cares of the day.
My name is Carla Heaney and I'm a nail technician at Harvey Nichols Nail Bar. It's quite relaxing having someone do your nails, I think, anyway. You don't really have to think about anything while you're getting your nails done, so.
And it's a bit like a modern confessional.
Yeah, it is. It's very easy to tell a stranger something than to tell someone, you know. It'd be kind of like giving out about friends or complaining about their husband or work, or it can be anything, really. It can just depend on the person what kind of day they've had, but they'll always tell you about the day they've had.
The customers get to offload and unwind, but the nail technicians sometimes gain too.
I have a friend now that I'm waxing and I do her nails for years, but we'd say it's like a counselling session that we have. And we've become friends, true, but whatever she'd say she was doing, I remember at one stage she was going, she had gone through a bad breakup and I was breaking up at the time with an ex-partner. And she was after saying either she'd either be coming from a counselling session or she'd be going. And she says, this is like my double free session. Because we'd say things to each other that you wouldn't necessarily say to your counsellor or even to your nearest and dearest. So there's a lot of things to be said over a nail bar.
I find when the girls come in here, I love taking that opportunity to sort of explore where they came from, you know, their backgrounds, why they came to Ireland. And I find that a lot of, say, for instance, in Hungary, where it used to be a communist country, their parents had a very, very different life to the life they have now. They were nearly reared to be pushed out the door to get a better life for themselves, even though they're not communist countries anymore. Fashion was not high on their agenda.
So the nails are a bit of a little luxury now, are they?
Most definitely. And I think a lot of their parents or grandparents would see things like getting their nails done as something that they never would have thought about themselves. They wouldn't have had the money for it. It wouldn't have been on their radar.
Some women can fit getting their nails done into the working week, but only because the salon comes to their workplace.
Actually, I'm Nicola Vance. I come into Google and other companies during the week and I service all the very, very busy girls with their nail appointments. Sonia's one of our regular clients, so that's why she has nail varnish on at the moment, which we're going to just remove. The girls who come to me are all very, well, they're young, mostly, you know, sort of in their 30s, and this is sort of their way of expressing themselves. Maybe they have, you know, quite a corporate job, but they have to wear the suit, or no, not in Google, but in other places. And nails are a way of maybe expressing their personality a little bit. They want to look their best. Maybe they like to look a little bit girly. They're all professionals. They sort of, they're across the board. Some of them are, you know, have high power jobs. And when they come in to get their nails done, they're just, you know, girls who want pretty nails. So they can actually relax from maybe the persona that they have to put on when they're in work, and they can be themselves. Sonia's been having them done for how long now, Sonia? A long time.
How long have I actually been getting them done?
At least
over
a year.
Yeah,
it is, yeah.
Yep.
Do you think the men in the office would notice?
I doubt it.
Sonia.
I don't think they'd even notice if you changed it from yellow to orange to green to red.
I think you'd want to do something fairly dramatic for the guys to notice. Although my husband does notice shellac on people now.
Yeah, so does mine now. Yeah, he does now.
What would he say to you?
If I get into the car at the end of the day, he'd automatically go, "Oh, you got your nails painted." He'd automatically note. My husband actually keeps started laughing at me at the beginning. He was like, "Bring back my wife, where's she gone?" I never used to get my nails done, ever.
Most people who, well, if they come the first time, they say, "And I'm not going to get addicted to this." Friends have told me they've got addicted, but they don't. They all do. So they come back and get it taken off and then reapplied. So it's good for business. It's almost like coming out without makeup on. Like if you're used to wearing makeup and you don't have it on, you sort of feel bare or exposed or something. Whereas now it's become like that about your nails. You know, if you don't have them done, you sort of feel, oh, I'm not really ready to face the world.
I paint my nails bright red. I'm doing like Mama said. I'm set my sails. I paint my nails. I'm being a grown-up girl. I'm going to take a whirl.
We're here 9 years and we started off actually as a nail bar only. Yeah. 9 years. Mad.
Eve Mason is based on Cabra Road in Dublin.
What colours do you tend to wear? What colour are you wearing tomorrow night?
Sort of coral colours.
Oh, lovely. Okay. That one there, Tropics. It's gorgeous.
Okay, so let's go for
this colour. Shape-wise, there's a couple of different shapes going on here and lengths. Do you want me to bring them all in or around the same uniformed?
Yeah, I like them kind of roundy rather than square.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten how nice it was to come and get your nails done.
Really?
Yeah, it really is nice. It's been a while.
There you go. Everybody says that. People just come in, they're like, God, they'd be sitting here, you know, chatting. You know what it's like in here, Sandra? Gasbagging for hours. But they're like, I better go home. Or some of them would say, I just told my husband I'm going around to the butcher's and they're still here 2 hours later. And then you go over their nails done and then they'd say, he won't even notice.
That's the thing.
You're a newlywed. He should be noticing.
I know, but he doesn't.
Would he mind anyway?
Would he mind? No. No. Should he be stuck in his computer anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't even notice I'm gone.
That's
it. That's actually real depressing.
Newlyweds, only literally newly married.
How long are you married?
For 2 months. Yeah. he's always been like that. I wasn't expecting a big change.
Do you think some women come in on the QT but they don't tell their husbands?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah, and I've done it even though he wouldn't mind. Like, I remember when I came in a couple of weeks ago and he was, oh, where are you? I was like, oh, I was just out and about, like, you know.
Are you
serious? And I really don't know why I didn't say it to him.
Because he wouldn't care, would he?
No, he wouldn't care. And it's really not, it's no reflection on him.
That's what we had. One client came in and she has a 4-year-old, and the 4-year-old, the line is that daddy goes to work, mummy goes shopping. She was like, that's what he thinks of me.
Yeah.
And I was going, is that what you do? And she was like, yes.
Men do come into the salons often, but usually to buy gift vouchers.
Would your new husband be like that?
No, you have to kind of hint, and by hint you have to tell him to his face really slowly.
Send him an email if he's on the computer.
Yeah, that's actually what I did this year.
What did you do?
I Facebooked him.
I did
to a link to a site to the salon I go to.
Now, you're under here for 10 seconds. This is just going to lock it in.
If you're typing, washing, filing, clicking, as well as ironing, your polished nails are a constant reminder of that little luxury you treated yourself to make yourself feel good. An outward sign of the I'm worth it philosophy that lasts longer than, say, a pint.
We had a lady that came in over Christmas and she was one of the few people that actually got a regular nail paint. You know, she didn't go with shellac. And she said she was feeling guilty that she doesn't do these things for herself and was feeling guilty that she was actually getting some pampering done.
Really?
And over Christmas, she didn't go with the shellac. She was like, no, I'll go with just a regular paint and it's fine. And she ended up coming in after. She was like, you know, why should I be feeling guilty? I've reared my children. Mm. I'm very good to my grandchildren. And she was like, and I said, you don't need to justify this to me. That's fine, you know. But this is what she was, it was like justifying it to herself. Yeah. She was like going, I shouldn't feel guilty. But she was. She was feeling bad that she was, you know, looking after herself.
Mm.
It's like, don't. She was like, oh, nobody else will. Why not?
That's a really nice colour.
Isn't it
gorgeous, Decadence?
It doesn't look like it does on the bottle. I was expecting really dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it okay for you?
I'm loving it, yeah.
Are you liking it?
Yeah, I prefer it.
You don't want a darker one?
No.
You have to get yourself a new outfit to match it now.
I will. I actually did. I've got myself a few things. I can't help it. Keep buying
you
stuff.
You have to treat yourself. Do you know that?
You your own money.
There you have it, you're working.
Yeah. So that just takes off it.
Just takes off the sticky layer. And then you've got your shellac done.
I love this.
They're done now and they're bone dry.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to touch them.
No, you can do what you want. Sure, I've just rubbed them.
Any time I've got my fingers or my nails done before, I'm kind of like,
okay, no, everybody 50 is minutes the same when they get it done first. Yeah. Everybody. We have people and they're going to the bag, so they're going, listen, I know they're dry, but could you just take out my car keys? I'm like going, they're dry. I've just rubbed them. I've just rubbed oil in them. I've just wiped over them. Isopropyl alcohol.
The battle against the lines and wrinkles is an uphill one. But for Liz Donoghue in Bray's Glamour Salon, nails will always come to the rescue.
Now maybe I'm saying this in the wrong way or coming across wrong. No matter what size you are or how, like, you don't, you're not, even if you're thin or overweight, your nails are something that you can always have done. But you know, where people mightn't feel comfortable, say, wearing like less clothes if they're slightly bigger. So it doesn't matter what shape or size you are, your nails are never going to change lives. That your nails, you'll always feel beautiful in that way by having your nails done.
So when are you heading off on your holiday?
Tomorrow.
Lovely.
Really early in the morning, so I'm okay to wake up.
Oh, really?
Early to bed tonight, so.
Exactly.